Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail to me on August 18 regarding John O'Donnell, O'Donnell. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. O'Donnell as described in the reports above. Compared to the last two of these reports pertain to the injuries of 6/4/17 and 6/20/17. Mr. O'Donnell is now a 66-year-old male who reports he was injured on both of those dates. Period. He sustained a back injury carrying a wet area rug in two large plastic bags with a fellow employee. Period. This was performed up the steps backwards when the other employee dropped his end. Period. He was looking over his shoulder so he didn't see him drop his side. Period. Mr. O'Donnell held on so the rug did not fall, knocking him down the steps. Period. He believes he injured his back, neck, and both knees, but did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. He understands his final diagnosis to be, quote, lower back was injured, comma, neck untreated. Period, end quote. He did undergo fusion on his back on 10/30/17, followed by implantation of a spinal nerve stimulator on 5/27/21. Period, is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. With respect to the incident of 6/20/17, he was finishing concrete by himself on a hot day, kneeling on two pieces of plywood. Period. This, he was pressing really hard as the concrete was getting hard and both knees popped. Period. He understands his diagnosis and the right knee to be a meniscal tear. Period. Surgery made it worse. Period. No further treatment was authorized. Period. He asked numerous times but did not receive an answer from workers' compensation. Period. He denies any left knee treatment from workers' compensation. Period. All of his treatment for that went through his personal insurance. Period. He relates that before this he had problems with his back and left knee, but not his right knee. Period. The back had pain and the left knee had a torn meniscus, for which surgery was performed. Period. He did personal physical therapy. Period. He is uncertain when this injury occurred, but may actually be alluding to the subject events. Period. He denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Period. New paragraph. Per the additional medical records supplied, Mr. O'Donnell underwent a CAT scan of the lumbar spine on 2/14/20 compared to a CT and lumbar MRI, both done on 3/25/19 to be inserted here. Period. He also had a lumbar MRI that day to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. He was then seen neurosurgically by Dr. Testiuti via a Zoom conference call on 4/2/20. But he was then approximately 1 year out from his L4-5 and L5-S1 anterior posterior fusion procedure. Period. Since May 2019, he had multiple surgeries, including left knee arthroscopy, comma, left ulnar nerve transposition, comma, right ulnar nerve decompression, comma, right carpal tunnel surgery, comma, and left thumb surgery. Period. He continues to have neck and upper back stiffness as well as distal upper extremity numbness. Period, however, is not part of his work injury. Period, he returned on 3/2/20 with the new MRI and CAT scan of the lumbar spine. Period, after reviewing his films, Dr. Testiuti recommended a spinal cord stimulator trial. Period, on this visit of 4/2/20, Mr. O'Donnell admitted he traveled over the last month to Arizona and to Hawaii. Period, sitting on the plane was bothersome for him. Period, he experiences numbness in his right foot. Period, he has increased left foot weakness and inversion with prolonged walking. Period, he tries to walk a few miles every day. Period, he usually takes tramadol and Flexeril. Period, Dr. Testiuti reviewed his most recent diagnostic studies and performed a virtual clinical exam. Period. He gave opinions and recommendations that will be inserted as marked. He had a follow-up Zoom call on 4/29/20 period. His MRI of the thoracic spine to evaluate for placement of his stimulator had not been performed yet. Period. On A25/20, he did undergo MRI of the cervical spine to be inserted here. Period. On 9/3/20, he underwent an MRI of the thoracic spine to be inserted here. Period. In paragraph, he came into the pain management care of Dr. Germain, G-A-R-M-A-I-N. On 9/20/20, he noted the petitioner was well known to their office after a work-related injury in June 2017. Period. On 10/8/20, Dr. Germain administered bilateral L4, L5, and S1 pertical screw junction injections with steroid under fluoroscopy. Period. He was going to return in approximately 2 weeks. Period. On a much later date of 4/1/21, he had neuro electrodes implanted for his stimulator trial. Period. He continued to be seen by both Dr. Germain and Dr. Testaiuti. Period. On 5/14/21, he had an evaluation by Dr. Bajorski in anticipation of surgery. Period. On 5/27/21, surgery was done to be inserted here. Period. Mr. O'Donnell followed up post-operatively. Period. His last visit with Dr. Testaiuti was on 9/30/21. Period. He was still having leg symptoms, and they provided him with a prescription for Lyrica at the last visit that was working very well. Period. His remaining symptoms are tolerable at this time. Period. Given that, he was doing well with good coverage. Period. Dr. Testaiuti deemed he had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. He concluded the petitioner was permanently disabled. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, he had hearing aids bilaterally. Period. Extremities lower inspection revealed a 5.5-inch longitudinal scar at the left knee, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. There were venous stasis skin changes bilaterally. Period. Motion of the knees was variable. Period. Although he sat comfortably with them flexed at 90 degrees, prone flexion on the right was 75 degrees and left at 95 degrees. Without crepitus or tenderness, period. Motion of the hips and ankles was full on all planes without crepitus or tenderness, period. Pinprick sensation was not performed, period. Soft touch sensation found him to have decreased sensation below the knee down to his feet. Period. Peripheral pulses were intact. Period. Manual muscle testing was 5-. Resisted bilateral plantar flexor strength and left extensoralis longus strength, but was otherwise 5/5. He was tender laterally at the left knee, but there was none on the right lower extremity. Knee maneuvers, provocative maneuvers, were done in a modified fashion. Period. McMurray's maneuver on the right elicited tenderness, but was negative on the left. Period. He did not lay prone for scratch that due to his decreased range of motion about the knees. When prone, provocative maneuvers there were unable to be further performed. Period. Spine cervical. bilateral side bending west to 25 degrees with rotation right 65 degrees and left 60 degrees. Rib flexion and extension were full to 50 and 60 degrees respectively. Thoracic, there was a midline scar in the upper thoracic region measuring 4.5 inches in length, consistent with his electrode placement. Period. Sacral, he was able to stand on his heels and toes with support. Pretty changed position slowly, was able to squat to 65 degrees. Rear inspection revealed a pair of paramedian longitudinal scars measuring 1.25 inches in length. Paired at the right upper buttocks was a 2.75 inch scar overlying a solid mass consistent with his stimulator battery. Paired, he sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 70 degrees. Paired extension bilateral rotation and sideband were accomplished fully. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions. John O'Donnell was injured at work on 6/4/17 as marked in my prior report. Paired, he, just prior to my last evaluation, he had CAT scan and MRI of his lumbar spine and then a thoracic MRI in 9/3/20 to be inserted here. Paired, he also came into the neurosurgical care of Dr. Testaudi. Paired, his cervical spine MRI was then on 8/25/20. Paired, he was then seen by Dr. Germain for various injections. Paired, ultimately they proceeded to implantation of a spinal cord stimulator device. Paired, as of 9/16/21, he reported to Dr. Testaudi that he had significant improvement with this. Period. New paragraph. His current exam found he ambulated without a cane or other assistive device. Period. He had somewhat variable mobility about the cervical and lumbar spines as well as both knees. Period. Provocative maneuvers at the knees were unimpressive. Period. When demonstrating his gait, it was physiologic without a cane. Period, however, he looks at his feet when walking since he does not feel them well. Period. New paragraph. I will insert my prior assessments of permanency, but will probably up them relative to the back in light of his latest procedure. And that is the end.